Marketing and Media Insights from the Boardroom to the Billboard with Dina Diamond.
Good morning, Dina Diamond. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Fabulous. I did watch the fight, I must admit, with Conor McGregor. I mean, talk about marketing. I mean, that's genius. Mayweather got $300 million for a couple of rounds in the ring.
Conor McGregor, I was actually reading up on him. I can't remember how long ago it was, but he was actually collecting welfare checks for $235.
Insane. He got $100 million.
Yeah.
Insane.
And that was in, it was not so long ago that he was doing that.
Well, he's 29, up against a 40-year-old, but no, listen, he gave it a great shot. I mean, in terms of all these bets about how many rounds he would go, how he wouldn't go the distance, and he really came out. I was very impressed by him.
Oh, good. Okay.
Just in case you wondered about my personal boxing thoughts.
Okay, Dina, we're talking the Lurie Awards. That they were held last weekend.
Indeed.
For excellence in advertising.
Yeah, I mean, so the Luries are basically the standard in South Africa. They're actually an African and Middle East award that are literally the standard for any creative in the entire region. So if you get a Lurie, I mean, especially a Grand Prix, which is the greatest sort of award, the highest level, there is no greater accolade that you can receive and no better praise of your work. And this has been going on since 1978. So the first one was held actually because South Africa only sort of had TV be introduced in 1976. And the Luries were created in 1978 in order to promote advertising on television. So that's how they originally started and have evolved ever since. They've added categories for sustainability, the architecture,
design,
music.
Yeah.
Anything that is creative is awarded through the Luries. So it is the go-to place for any creative in South Africa. And originally it was held at Sun City. In fact, I remember one of my first experiences at the Luries was as a junior copywriter on a bus at 4 o'clock in the morning on the way back. But also, I mean, it's a serious party. I mean, a serious, serious party.
Was that
party.
When they were still doing it at Sun City?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking over the whole of Sun City.
Madness and mayhem. But no. So they've just had them in Durban now for the first time. So apparently, a bit more of a confined space. I think it was at the Langeni Hotel. And then a big, huge after party.
That no doubt went on for days and days.
Exactly. People don't even know that there's an awards ceremony. So these absolutely recognize the excellence. And I mean, there are various categories that are awarded through the – so they look at all the ads. They look at TV ads. They look at radio. They look at print. They look at billboard. They look at digital. They look at all of those kind of things. And they also – what they do is they induct people into various categories. So they have a Hall of Fame. And this Hall of Fame this year went to Nathan Reddy. And Nathan Reddy has started an agency called Grid Worldwide. And he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Is Nathan Reddy from – that agency, I don't think that they're any longer around. It was Gavin Reddy.
Yes.
It was Louis Gavin and Nathan Reddy.
Yes.
Okay. And they used to do Edgar's. They used to do really, really big accounts. And then,
Yeah, no, he is.
They're no longer around.
So he went from that agency, then I think it was BBDO, and then started his own agency. So he's a creative director there. And, I mean, he's actually the first designer to receive this honor. And he's basically a legend in the industry. I mean, he's delivered huge. He's very, very creative, comes up with amazing stuff. And in fact, he and his agency, won quite a few awards in this year's Luries for Marble. I don't know if you've been to Marble yet.
I haven't been to Marble. What is Marble?
So Marble is a restaurant in Rosebank, a very, very fancy restaurant. They actually had an event there last week for the Israel Museum. But everything is exquisite, from the marble design and interior, which is also part of awards. So the whole look and feel, to the menus, to everything which the agency designed, so the whole corporate identity. And Marble, I actually read up on this. So Marble is actually not just the actual stone that goes into like the building of it, but also the, this is something interesting, the fat that sort of connects through the meat.
It's marbling.
That's actually, yes, marbling. Oh,
it makes it tender, it makes it tender and it makes it more tasty.
Absolutely. So that's where they did the entire creative execution of that, and they won, huge awards for that from a design point of view and from an interior architecture point of view.
Very nice. You know, looking at the list of the winners now, it's very, very extensive, so unfortunately we can't.
No, it's huge.
The same names keep coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Ogilvy.
Yes.
Hunter Scarris. BBDO. Let's just, actually I haven't even seen, but Native, King James Group. You know, how is it that the same agencies are getting awards?
So, you know, agencies also create a reputation, and they look for the best. And again, for them to win Lurie's is the ultimate in the creative sort of accolades. So what they do is they create teams that are, have excellent copywriters, excellent designers, and the likes of Hunter Scarris and Ogilvy and all of those, they actually have, they attract the talent because they're known to be the best. You only want to work for the best. If you think you're good and you want to be the best, you only want to work for the best. And therefore there's an, so it's that whole mutual sort of, attraction in terms of wanting the best and wanting to acquire the best. So, like for Unilever, for example, when a marketing person comes out of Unilever, you know that they have been trained to the utmost. So anyone who goes into another organization after that has got that grounding, that foundation. And it's the same with all of these agencies.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Dean, we've got a wrap, but can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
This is such a big one. Can you stay with us for after 8 o'clock? I mean, I can see you dressed for a meeting. But is there any way that you might be able
I can.
Can you? Oh, what a treat. Okay, so we're going to carry on talking about the Lurie's.
Because there's some great ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And also, it's nice to see Leo Burnett Israel also on the list.
This is the Morning Mia on 101.9 High Abbas.
16 minutes past 8. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Kathy Kayla, and this is the Morning Mayhem. On news, we've got Ms. Zanati Kuma. On traffic, we've got Matthew Gordon, and our marketing guest in studio to talk Lurie Awards. She has stayed with us for a little while, is Dina Diamond. All right, Dina, talking Lurie's, who are the big winners this year?
So in terms of the big winners, I mean, there always are special awards. So the special awards, as I mentioned, one went to Nathan Reddy in terms of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Marketing Leadership and Innovation went to Mike Middleton, who is the head of marketing at KFC, because KFC did outstanding work. So
do they all internal?
So no, they do a lot of, they do external as well. Okay. So they do TV ads, they do radio, and they had an amazing, amazing activation in terms of a real insight, which is really amazing. So
KFC as in kosher fried chicken?
Yes, kosher fried chicken, absolutely. using your matzah crumbs. so what they did... So they actually won in a good couple of categories, which is why I think Mike made it to the Leadership and Innovation Award. And one of the campaigns they came up with, which I thought was genius, was an insight that they thought of, was that people are interrupted during mealtime with technology. I mean, how many people sit at their tables with their kids? Everyone's on their iPad, their iPhone. People don't even look at each other. They have to send a message, where are you? Right in front of you. And so what KFC did was they thought, like, you know, we want to make, instead of taking technology and trying to always just pull it away, they used technology to bring families and closer together. So the idea they came up with was that they took the normal bucket. So there's that sort of iconic bucket of KFC.
Yes.
And they turned it.
Which is your family.
Your family bucket, yeah. Absolutely. And they took that bucket and they came up with three stories, unique stories, original stories. And the bucket, the KFC bucket, sits inside this other bucket, which is laser cut. And you take it, and what happens is families are encouraged to buy the bucket, take it home for dinner, and you take the KFC bucket outside, out of the fat, this is what we call the story bucket, turn it upside down, download an app, which is a KFC app, and you put it with its torch inside the bucket, upside down, and it reads a story to the whole family through animation through this bucket. I mean,
it's incredible.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You can actually go and see it on YouTube if you want, the KFC family
time. Can you go to KFC and just buy the bucket without the chicken inside? I'm just asking, as a kosher person,
Yes, no, potentially. Well, you could give it to a beggar on the street. Why don't you pay it forward?
That's a great idea.
Why don't you pay it forward and do that?
She's horrified.
This is the same as Ryan giving you that empty box without a ring. You remember how you felt?
Yeah, I was given an empty box.
But an empty box is the promise of hope.
Yeah, well, I gave the box back.
Exactly.
No, so there's no reason you can't go into KFC, buy a great bucket of chicken, give it away to a person on the street, someone who doesn't have the food, and therefore you gain and they gain and society has
That's
gained
stunning.
As a whole.
I love that. Okay, well done, Casey. I wonder, so are they still running that promotion?
I think it's actually done now, but it was running for quite a while. So
that's wonderful.
Amazing, amazing idea. Using that, I mean, again, what an insight. So all the winners of the Lurie's, what they did is they used such insight to actually, to win. And that's where you stand up heads above the other competition. And that's how you do actually win a Lurie, is that you come up with something insightful, something deep, and something which contributes back.
Yeah.
And another amazing, amazing example. One of my favorite is there's a story of a rhino, because obviously we all know that rhinos are endangered and it's very much sort of you've had all these different funds, etc. So what happened was that there was in the old Pejeta Conservancy, Ogilvy and Mather came up with an ad where there's literally a rhino, which is one of a kind, a white rhino, and he's the only male left of his kind.
Shame.
So they wanted to raise money for the conservancy to try and help the rhino and see what we can do in terms of security, all of those things. So they thought, well, he's a bachelor, really. So this was the insight, and they're like, what do you do with a bachelor? So they named the campaign the world's most eligible bachelor. What they did is they went onto Tinder and they actually registered the rhino as a bachelor. And I mean, this trended globally. It was on CNN. It was on BBC. It was every single news channel you can imagine. And, what they did is they said, this is the rhino looking for a mate. And you had to swipe right, whatever to include him and then to actually donate. And the campaign raised millions and millions of dollars for this rhino. So clever, so out of the box and such insight and plugging
into culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful. But talking about culture, one of the big winners, Mama Creative.
Absolutely. The Shabbos Project, Office of the Chief Rabbi.
Can you believe it? I'm actually surprised that it took so long.
Yeah, no, listen, it actually should have won.
Shabbos Project, it's the fifth year. And I'm amazed that it's taken this long for them to get an award for it.
Yeah, so what the category that they won in was sponsorships and activation live events. And if you look at the submission, I mean, it talks to everything that the Shabbos Project has done. So it's really that social movement that was created through the Shabbos Project. And Mama, indeed, everything they do is excellent. It's excellently executed. It's brilliantly done through a creative level. And every single detail is taken care of. And not only that, but it's taken one idea, which is to share something common among Jews, which is to keep the Shabbat, to observe the seventh holy day, and to make it a global phenomenon. So what really, I think, has taken this to make the Lurie win was that, number one, it started off in South Africa, which became hugely, it became viral within the Jewish community. But then it didn't just stop there. It went from city to city. It made people activate challah bakes, where it talks to, like, I think 8,000 women in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that was the biggest,
the largest challah bake ever. I think that beat, like, a world record or something to that effect. And it was just to mobilize people to get involved, to do something. And I think that was the power of the Shabbos Project. And that's why they actually won that award, because it was just so strong and they got people to engage. Because the biggest thing on a campaign is, how do you get people to engage? How do you get people to do what you want them to do?
How do you get Jews to keep Shabbos?
Exactly.
Take a bow, Mama. Absolutely wonderful.
Fabulous.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, so this really one of our local yokels doing fantastic work. And again, they always continue to do amazing work, yeah. Mama.
I'm actually going to share this link with all the Lurie winners that you sent me, Dean. I'm going to share it on our social media and I'll share it on Twitter as well. But just to all the agencies who won, we are very, very proud of you. And thank you for turning out the work that you do that make us think, that engage us with different brands and, tell us what we need to know.
Absolutely.
So thank you very, very much. Thank you, Dina Diamond, for staying with us this morning.
Thank you. Always
so
a pleasure.
Nice.
So in...
It's such a treat not to have to rush and, you know, to be able to like just expand a little bit.
Absolutely. On a Monday morning, you've got to start the week on a good note.
Absolutely. And so we do. And, just well done to all the agencies who have won Lurie's. 8:24, we've got headlines coming up. We're also going to be speaking to David Harris. He's editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. And they monitor fundamentalism. So, that's coming up. And, stay with us. What do you think are the ad campaigns that have had a profound, effect on society?